two children.
Well, Dr. Painter, it's the top of the hour, so I think we need to get this show on the road. We have Dr. Painter with us this evening, everyone. Dr. Frank M. Painter, actually an alternative care chiropractor known as the best doc on the block, and also author of our HealthQuest newsletter. Very, very interesting in our field. So with that, Dr. Painter, we appreciate you joining us tonight. You're such a wealth of knowledge, so we can't wait to hear about digestive blues.
Okay. Well, thanks for the introduction. For those of you who don't know me, I used to live in LaGrange, Illinois, so I was pretty close to where Barb is, and have recently moved to just outside of Buffalo, New York. And as she mentioned, I'm also the editor and owner of the HealthQuest newsletter, which Bruce Miller started 38 years ago. And it was the first science-based sales aid that was available to the Shakwe field. So it caught on quickly. And of course, everybody who's been around long enough knows Bruce was a legend in the Shakwe field. So when he retired in late 2006, he asked me to take over the newsletter, and so I've been writing it since that time. Now, just as an aside, the most current newsletter that's out now is on collagen number 9, and the upcoming issue, which will be at the end of the year, cover the four other new Shakwe products that were released at conference. So why don't we get started on our call tonight, which I titled The Digestion Blues. Now, every form of life on planet Earth, and that goes from bacteria all the way up to humans, have developed an amazing chemical strategy for first dismantling and then for absorbing the foods that we eat. And that helps us to draw both energy and life from the nutrients that food contains. Now, in humans, this process involves a very complex interaction between our teeth, our stomach, and intestines, better known as the gastrointestinal or GI tract, and a combination of organs and tissues, including salivary glands and the liver and gallbladder and the pancreas. And each one of those organs plays their own part. Now, you've probably all heard the old bromide that you are what you eat, right? And over the years, that expression has been adopted by various groups to support either their approach to diet or dieting. Now, during the 1960s, when I first heard it, it became the slogan for the macrobiotic or whole food movement. And eventually, it's become identified with the general concept of healthy eating. Now, I'd like to suggest a variant to that old bromide. You are what you can digest. In the long run, it really doesn't matter what you put in your mouth. It can't contribute to your health unless you can fully digest it. Now, you may wonder, why is that? Well, that's what our talk about tonight's going to help to unravel. But first, why don't we answer the question, what is food? Now, the great bulk of the organic molecules found in our food, which is about 90% of its dry weight, consists of three macronutrients. And those include carbohydrates, proteins, and fat. Now, these three macromolecules provide for all the energy needs for the body. And they also help to supply us with the building blocks for cell repair and cell replication. Now, the remaining 10% of food contains the equally important micronutrients, which include vitamins, minerals, enzymes, water, and indigestible roughage, better known as fiber. And here's where things get complicated. The three primary macronutrients are actually gigantic macromolecules constructed from either hundreds to tens of thousands of smaller building blocks bound together by powerful atomic bonds. You remember that from Chemistry 101? Well, atomic bonds are so powerful that molecules like water, or H2O, or salt, NaCl, are incredibly stable in nature. They just don't fall apart. Even so, our digestive process routinely breaks those bonds to disassemble food molecules so that we can capture metallic ions like calcium to strengthen our bone, or to concentrate hydrogen ions to form the stomach acid that supports our digestion of food. Now, the other thing is that our intestines are unable to absorb those giant macromolecules as they come in our food. They have to first be rendered back into their component molecules. So this makes our digestive or gastrointestinal tract into a magical Cuisinart, one that can provide us with all the building blocks of health when we eat a balanced and nutritious diet and our digestive tract is functioning at its peak. When and if that process begins to falter, a vicious cycle begins because poor absorption of nutrients leaves us less able to heal. And digestive disorders, if they're left unchecked, tend to continue to deteriorate, and that can destroy both health and well-being. And the worst news is that digestive disorders are very unpleasant, and they're also awkward to discuss in polite society. And that social stigma leaves many people stranded in pain, suffering from bloating, intestinal discomfort, flatulence, and declining health. But tonight, we're going to tough it out, and we're going to learn how we can help that portion of society who then can eat their way back to health when we show them the Shaklee products that can help them to turn around their digestive problems. So first, let's get into the three building blocks. Now, protein makes up about 50% of the dry weight of every cell in your body. Now, proteins are made from hundreds to thousands of smaller units called amino acids, which are bonded together one against the other in long chains. And the sequence in which the specific amino acids are stitched together determines the protein's unique three-dimensional shape, such as its specific function within the cell. Now, there are 20 different amino acids that can combine to form millions of different proteins. Now, 9 of those 20 aminos are considered essential because they must be provided in our diet. The other 11, we can fashion out of any of the others on the need-to basis. Now, based on each protein's unique shape, they may function as an antibody, an enzyme, a structural component, or a messenger to an organ to have it either turn on or turn off a particular function. So proteins, particularly the way our body uses them, amazingly complex and amazingly interesting. Now, our stomach first unwinds these three-dimensional structures before the bonds between each amino acid can be broken. Now, because of their complex structures, proteins take the longest and certainly much longer than carbohydrates to break down and to digest. And that makes them an ideal source for long-term energy requirements. And that's why having a protein shake throughout the day makes a big difference in your energy level. Now, the second macromolecule is carbohydrates, and they provide for our day-to-day energy demands of the body. Now, carbos are constructed from long chains of simple sugars, and these complex starches, for example, can contain thousands of different glucose molecules. Now, the salivary glands in our mouth produce enzymes called amylases, and they help to render complex starches back into simple free sugars. Now, I don't know if one of your friends might have talked you into this, but as a kid, a friend of mine convinced me to start chewing a ball of white bread. You grab the middle out of the white bread, squished it down, and then you started chewing on it. and the longer you chewed on it, the sweeter it got. Well, that's because the amylase was releasing sugar, and of course, that was a lot cheaper than going down to the store and paying a nickel to get a Snickers bar. That's also why the glycemic index is such an important tool for us, because it measures how quickly a particular starch will convert back into simple sugars that will raise your blood sugar level. And if you're a diabetic, this would be of vital importance. Now, a fast rating, which is anything above a 50, is considered bad because it floods your bloodstream too quickly with sugar, straining your pancreas to overproduce insulin. But in reality, all the different forms of foods are valuable sources of important phytonutrients. You don't want to turn your nose up at any of them. But you do need to be careful about serving sizes for anything that has a higher glycemic rating. So yes, you can eat stuff like white rice or breakfast cereals or French fries or fruits like watermelon or pineapple, but you need to eat smaller servings, not a big bowlful, so that you don't overwhelm your bloodstream with too much sugar at one given moment. Now, finally, the last of the macros are dietary fats. And they are the most concentrated form of energy storage. Now, there are two of essential fatty acids that have to come directly from our diet. And they're both our old friends, omega-3 and omega-6 groups. Now, those polyunsaturated fats differ very significantly from the less helpful saturated fats found in meats, margarines, or processed foods. Now, fats are the central building block of our nervous system. And in fact, by weight, your brain and your nerves are almost 60% fat. Now, those fats are used to produce hormones that help to regulate bodily functions, including your blood pressure, your ability for your blood to clot, for your immune function, and for the inflammatory response. Now, every one of our cells is housed within a double-layered cell membrane that's constructed completely from fat with some proteins that poke through both sides so that you can transport stuff in and out of the cell. And because of that, 20% of our caloric intake needs to come from healthy fats. So let's review now how digestive function may break down. We've already met the three macromolecules, so let's talk about the three levels of digestive disorder. Now, as I mentioned earlier, if the stomach fails at unwinding proteins or breaking down certain complex sugars, it's going to put a huge strain on your intestines. So why don't we follow the path of our food as it goes over the teeth, over the gums, and review the different ways that this process can fail. So the first digestive failure is acid imbalance. Now, our stomach is an acid-filled cauldron where those three-dimensional proteins are unraveled, exposing the long strings of amino acids to enzymatic action. Now, if there's either too much, referred to as hypo or hyper, or too little, which is hypo stomach acid present, then your digestive process will begin to falter. Now, occasionally, even a healthy gut can experience acid indigestion. Maybe you ate a spicy food, or you had an emotional upset, an argument with somebody, a boss, you know, a friend. So for those occasional experiences, Shaklee's stomach soothing complex can provide a combination of ginger and peppermint oil that's very soothing to the stomach. It's also especially helpful for reducing the nausea that's associated either with morning sickness or with motion sickness. Now, stomach soothing also contains anise, a member of the parsley family. And it's been used in European herbal medicine for centuries because of its carminative effect, meaning that it's a gas reducer. Now, anise is also being used currently as a treatment for gastric ulcers because it turns out it provides a very healing effect for the lining of your stomach. Now, other research has revealed that anise also blocks virus absorption, which makes it an effective treatment for things like herpes simplex and human cytomegalovirus, which is a very serious threat during pregnancy. Now, a recent study by Norwegian scientists reported on the outcomes of 68,000 pregnancies. And although more than 1,000 of those women used ginger during to halt morning sickness during their first trimester, when they examined the records from these people, they found out there was absolutely no increases in either premature births, stillbirths, low birth weights, or low Apgar scores at birth. So that study clearly signaled that ginger use is 100% perfectly safe during pregnancy. Now, Shaqui's berry-flavored chewable CalMag can also provide occasional release for acid upset, because calcium carbonate molecule, that carbonate molecule, when it mixes with hydro acid, will neutralize that stomach acid. Unfortunately, that also reduces the pH, or raises the pH in your stomach, and makes you less able to break down your food. So that's why I strongly recommend the stomach soothing complex, because it provides many other therapeutic benefits and doesn't reduce, or I should say raise, the pH of your stomach. Now, if you've been in a drugstore lately, you know that pharmacies have whole aisles that are devoted to selling chalky pills and fizzy tablets to help alleviate those symptoms. Unfortunately, regularly neutralizing your stomach acid will also inhibit your stomach's ability to digest properly. Now, stress is often a major contributor to stomach acid overproduction. So Shaqui's stress relief complex can also provide a safe and natural solution for calming your stomach. So if you feel that stress might be what's contributing to your digestive issues, then you'd want to add stress relief and see, does that help to solve your problem? Now, stress relief contains something called ashwagandha, which is an adaptogenic herb that's been used for stress management in Ayurvedic medicine for 2,500 years. Now, a recent study by pathologists at the University of Louisville revealed that ashwagandha also dampens immune system suppression that's caused by elevated cortisol levels, which are generated by chronic stress. Now, earlier studies on stress showed that high cortisol levels provoked declines in digestive function, led to glucose intolerance, produced gastric ulcerations, and could even lead to sexual dysfunction. So it's also associated with cognitive decline and depression. Now, stress relief also contains the amino acid L-tyrosine. And studies with the U.S. Army demonstrated that stress produced performance impairments and that supplementation with tyrosine reduced those symptoms in servicemen who were exposed to repeated stress. And for anyone who has military in their family, you know, it's usually repeated stress. Now, several other follow-up studies confirmed the relationship between prolonged stress and its negative impact on immunity, mood, and digestive function. Now, stress relief also contains something called beta-sestosterol, a natural plant sterol that reduces cortisol levels naturally. And stress relief also contains L-threonine, an amino acid found almost exclusively in tea plants, and that provides for relaxation without promoting sleepiness. And in fact, stress relief is the only stress-reducing product on the market that does not promote sleepiness, and therefore you're safe if you're operating heavy equipment, which, for example, if you drive a car, guess what? That's heavy equipment. Now, L-threonine also appears to contribute to improved memory and enhanced learning ability, as well as providing a safe and calming effect on your emotions. Now, Alan Spreen, MD, who's a gastroenterologist from the Health Sciences Institute, explains that the standard medical management for heartburn and acid reflux, which are the antacids and proton pump inhibitors like Prilosec, for example, or PPIs, actually can worsen the condition by inhibiting your cardiac sphincter. Now, this valve, which is located on the top of your stomach, permits food to enter, but it blocks the stomach contents from escaping back into your esophagus. For example, if you lay down with a full stomach, well, the cardiac sphincter is what keeps the food down there in the tummy. Now, when it becomes inhibited by constant use of antacids or PPIs, even low levels of stomach acid can produce gastroesophageal reflux, or better known as GERD. And he reported that by using acidophilus and digestive enzymes, I am able to stop over two-thirds of all cases of GERD. And the more difficult cases, in other words, ones that include overt ulcers, etc., and may involve more aggressive approach. But omitting that small group, really serious GI illness, the results are nearly always extremely positive. Now, of course, that's great news for us because acidophilus is the primary ingredient in Shaklee's Optiflora. And their EasyGest is also the most advanced enzyme replacement system on the planet. So that leads us to the next digestive failure, which is enzymes. As we age, our organs begin to produce less digestive enzymes. So perhaps the most important Shaklee product ever developed will help us to increase our digestive process because of EasyGest. Now, unlike single enzyme digestive aids like Lactaid or Beano, EasyGest contains a full spectrum of plant-based enzyme formula that supports complete digestion of all three of the macronutrients, along with a bunch of hard-to-digest complex carbohydrates. Now, it's estimated that anywhere from 30 to 50 million Americans are lactose intolerant. And that's why EasyGest contains the enzyme lactase. Now, lactose, or milk sugar, is found in dairy products and is present in many, many prepared foods. Now, if someone lacks just lactase in their diet, and that's only one enzyme of hundreds, eating foods that contain lactose can cause very dramatic symptoms, including nausea, cramping, bloating, abdominal pain, gas, and most likely diarrhea. And all that suffering comes from the inability to digest just one simple sugar. Now, trying to avoid dairy in your diet is almost impossible. And it's not even a reasonable solution because dairy also provides many other important nutrients. And lactase is inexpensive and it's a very effective solution. So that's just one example of how these digestive enzymes can solve your problem. And most of them have the same reaction. If you can't break them down, you get almost the same symptoms that somebody who's lactose intolerant. Now, as I said, as we age, many of the foods that we used to thrive on suddenly begin to disagree with us. And those foods include a variety of different types of beans and legumes, broccoli, and certain whole grains, and an alarming number of fruits and vegetables. So EasyGest solves that dilemma by including all the enzymes required to digest all those different foods. And remember, it's the lack of those enzymes is what causes the incomplete digestion, and that's what leads to the bloating and the discomfort. I mean, once you understand the process, the solution just like sticks out. Now, EasyGest contains alpha-galactosidase, And that helps us to digest the complex sugars found in legumes like beans, lentils, peanuts, and many of the cruciferous vegetables, including cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage, and my personal favorite, Brussels sprouts. Now, with EasyGest, you can say goodbye to all the discomfort that's associated with those foods. But more importantly, this enzyme provides a lot more than just relief. The fiber that's found in beans also helps to prevent constipation, the development of intestinal polyps, and the promotion of several forms of intestinal cancer. Now, eating crucifers is equally important because they're a rich source of sulfur-containing compounds known as the glucosinolates. And they also contain sulforaphane, another protective phytonutrient. Now, currently, there's considerable research suggesting that cruciferous compounds inhibit cancer and some forms of neurologic disease. So you certainly don't want to eliminate a food from your diet because you're lacking an enzyme. Now, EasyGest also contains the enzymes protease, peptidase, amylase, and lipase, so that we can eat all the food associated with a complete and a well-balanced diet, including meat, beans, fruits, and every vegetable. So EasyGest is very important for anyone who's suffering from any of the digestive disorders that we're about to review, and for pretty much anybody over the age of 50-ish. So now we're going to review the third digestive failure, which is poor absorption. Now, the small intestine combines bile and other digestive enzymes to help finish the job of releasing and then absorbing the food nutrients. The intestines also contain trillions of beneficial bacteria, which contribute to various digestive functions. Now, antibiotics and certain other drugs actually destroy those beneficial bacterial populations, and that permits invasive bacteria, the ones that aren't injured by it, to thrive. That also tends to change the pH of your intestine, encouraging Candida albicans to shift from their friendly fermentation state into their filamentous or hyphal state, where they actually poke root-like structures through the intestinal wall, creating something called leaky gut syndrome. Now, digestive disorders within the intestine and both in the colon can continue to decline because of prolonged inflammation. Now, this includes the spectrum between irritable or inflammatory bowel to the most severe form of ulcerative colitis. And as that inflammation increases, the ability to absorb nutrients decreases, and that's the vicious cycle. Now, the principal cause of that inflammation in the intestine is now being referred to as the pro-inflammatory diet. Excuse me. Now, the average American diet has a massive imbalance between their omega-3 and their omega-6 fatty acid content. Now, in physiology, omega-6s are used to start the inflammatory cascade following the injury or infection, while omega-3's function is primarily to extinguish the inflammation. Now, the average American diet is tipped to a lopsided 20-to-1 ratio in favor of the omega-6s, which are the ones that start inflammation. And because of the constant presence of corn oil and other omega-6 types of oils in all prepared foods. And it's that imbalance that's contributed to a dramatic increase in inflammatory and autoimmune disorders during the last 40 years. So that's why Shaklee created Omega Guard, which contains all 7 forms of the omega-3 fatty acids, and is why they added Omega Guard to Vitalizer and then later to the Life Strip. And most recently, they created for people who don't want an animal source, that they created the vegan omega. Now, besides reducing inflammation, numerous studies have also shown that omega-3s are equally effective and much safer for pain relief than either opioids or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, better known as NSAIDs. Now, numerous clinical trials have shown that increased dietary intake of omega-3 fatty acids results in a reduction of the pain of rheumatoid arthritis, also dysmenorrhea or painful periods, inflammatory bowel disease, and various forms of neuropathic pain. So for people suffering from extreme intestinal symptoms, my suggestion is to start with a program that includes Omega Guard, the Optiflora system, and that's both the pre and the probiotic. You might also want to add the Optiflora DI and EasyGest, and then stress relief. Now, as your inflammation starts to reduce, then you want to start adding Vitalizer and Life Strip and adding the soy products, Life Shakes and Energizing Shakes. And remember, this is recommendation for people who are really, really in trouble. For the rest of us who are sort of halfway there, you want to take all of that stuff at once. That'll help you to rebuild damaged tissues. So you really got to stop the inflammation first. And as your digestion begins to heal, other supplements will be better tolerated and better absorbed. So that's pretty much it, kids. Bon appetit, as they say.
Dr. Painter, we have a slide up right now that's sharing all the helpful links. We really appreciate you giving us that. So anybody that wants to follow this a little better, it's quite detailed.
Yeah, the key places to go on that slide are the Merck manual and the medical dictionary. For example, when you're reading Merck manual because grandma's got X, Y, or Z, or you've got X, Y, or Z, and you want to really understand that, you're going to run across terms that are thrown out for medical jargon. Well, I remember my first day in technique class, they said, by the time you get out of school, you are going to learn 5,000 different medical terms. And we all looked at them like, oh, no. Well, the dictionary will help you to figure out what does that mean so that when you go back to Merck Manual to try and gather more information about how to help yourself or help a family member, those two tools are invaluable. Merck Manual, there's no medical doctor who ever took a board exam that didn't study Merck. And that should tell you everything you need to know about how valuable it is.
Well, and we love having you as a great resource. It was so interesting tonight. Thank you so much for sharing that. I have each of those products in my closet, actually. And now when I tell my husband what he needs to take, I can say, Dr. Painter said.
Hey, you know, I don't mind taking the weight. Just blame me. I would let you go, honey, but Frank said.
Yep, exactly. So we have another slide up right now. If anyone wants to unmute themselves, feel free. If you have questions, Dr. Painter is here and he's, you know, loves to chat with us.
I don't know if Lori can talk now. She was driving and she thought, Lori, if you're not there, I'll ask your question for you. I think she texted me a question for Dr. Painter and you kind of answered this, I think, to some degree throughout, but if I'm not where I can ask at the end, can you ask about the gut health and is there a relationship with mental health conditions? Is there a connection there?
Well, if you're talking the whole gut, which means, you know, from one end to the other, from your mouth to your, you know, where you sit down. Yes. The simple answer, yes, yes, yes. Mainly, if you're not getting the nutrients you need, and that means things that contribute to brain chemistry, yes, you can be thrown into emotional turmoil as well as physiologic strain. The more that they look at the microbiome, the various colonies of bacteria that live in your gut, they're finding more and more relatedness that when certain colonies die off, that has a disastrous effect on people's psychology. So more and more psychologists and people of that ilk are now starting to look at natural approaches rather than just drug approaches. Instead of, you know, like what they do with kids with attention deficit or constantly going all the time, and if that kid would just shut up, you know, they're starting to think that if you fine-tune your digestive tract, that seems to have a very dramatic effect on people's psychology, their mood. And Shaklee is famous for creating different products that help to address different parts of that, whether it's mood lift. You know, there's so many different tools that we have that we can help people. If you ask the right questions, you pull out a blank sheet of paper and you take copious notes. Good questions lead to good understanding, and good understanding leads to good treatment.
Well, thank you. We had a question or a statement in the chat here from Brian. He said, Dr. Painter, that was awesome. I give my daughter all of those for her stomach issues. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Sometimes just hearing that what you're doing is the right thing is good news, right?
It is good news.
So thank you.
So any other questions out there this evening?
I have a quick question. So I really appreciated the presentation, Dr. Painter, and it was helpful to know, even though those are all things that are on my Shaklee shelf that I take from time to time, it really did give me a new idea on when and how to use them.
Exactly.
So that was really, yeah, you just wouldn't think about it. So one question I have, my personal experience with stress relief, which I always say it's the reason other people around me are alive. but I found that I had a number, right? So even though the label, I think the label says take, it happens to be right on my desk for some reason. You know, one
it's
tablet.
A close friend.
Yeah, one tablet daily. I have taken 4 to 6 on occasion.
Wow.
And so what are your thoughts about that?
Well, have you ever known anybody who had a heroin problem?
No, are you telling me I do?
I know that sounds like an off-the-wall question, but, you know, they start with a little bit and then they go, well, that felt good. How about I take more?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then eventually you get to the point where unless you take a lot, you don't get any benefit at all.
Okay.
So it is possible. And I'm not saying you can't take 3 or 4. Hey, you're a big girl. But could you be diminishing the ability of that product to help you because your system is overwhelmed? I don't know.
Okay.
Truthfully, I'm not a cellular physiologist. I'm just a science geek. I love reading this stuff, and I love to share that.
Okay.
But,
I appreciate that, and I'll play around with that.
I think that's a good plan, because if you only bought one bottle a month instead of 4, where could you devote that money to? Right?
Yeah. Good.
Maybe you have a favorite charity, or maybe that new pair of shoes you were looking at, right? Come on. There's plenty of places to put it.
There you go. I could even share it.
We all know Stacy. Well, it'd be going to a nonprofit.
There you go. Thank you. That was a very thoughtful answer. Thank you.
Well, it's meant to challenge thinking. If you're going to roll back, I would say go from taking 4 at a time to taking 3.
Okay.
And then roll back to 2, what I call the peel back approach. And then do that for a week and then see, are you still feeling pretty relaxed at the end of the week? Well, then peel back one more dose and slowly wean your way off until, you know, you get to that dose that, I need more. And then you might say at least for right now, that's my dosage. And then 3 months from now, 6 months from now, as the world changes, you might try peeling back again and see, do you really need that much now?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
Right. But peel back. Don't go cold turkey. You'll be sorry.
Yeah. Everyone else will too.
And okay. Everyone else will too.
Thank you, Dr. Painter.
Okay, hey, I will throw in there, my favorite use of stress relief is about 20 minutes before I tee off in the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it.
That's true. Especially when you want to be a super pro, right? You know, you're on the Pan Am circuit. You don't want the crowd noise distracting you.
Exactly. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it does work. There's a difference. I can tell you that. So
I want to share a funny story while somebody's building up their courage to ask one more question. I'd mentioned earlier about Barb pushing you out on stage. Well, right after the convention that released Optiflora, Barbara and most of the people in our group were going, how are we going to discuss this stuff with anybody? You know, diarrhea and all that. Oh, man, how am I ever going to discuss that with anybody? And, it just reminded us how, if you think about what you're talking about, instead of wanting to be there to help people, then yeah, it's disgusting. You know, it's not the kind of thing you would normally bring up in conversation, but we have to get over that because we have friends who are literally dying right in front of us because they're not getting the building blocks they need. It doesn't matter what they put in their mouth, too much of it's coming out in the bowl because they can't digest it. So we have to really educate ourselves and get comfortable with the idea of, tiptoeing, through less pleasant things.
Words of wisdom.
Yes.
Well, our whole role was I a doctor and do I help people? Sure. But in reality, I'm no different than you are. Every one of you who is trying to help people with Shakwe, you are doing the same job I am, just with different tools. So, take on the mantle. You can be the best doc on the block too.
Oh, well, thank you so much again, Dr. Painter, for joining us. We don't seem to have any other questions tonight. I would like to remind everybody that we will be back here, same time, same place, Tuesday, November 4th. And our dear friend Julie Blossom is going to talk to us about depression and anxiety. So
excellent.
That'll be the next piece that we can put in our toolbox.
Dr. Painter, this was wonderful tonight. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for inviting me and let me participate.
Well, and Claudia, marvelous, my dear. Always good to, I don't know who volunteered you today, but they did great, whoever did it.
Well, we know who that is anyway. Anyway, Dr. Painter, thank you again for your time. We so appreciate it. And
Claudia.
I think we can say good evening.
Yay.
Good night, everybody.
My cat's giving me the evil eye, so right. I'm ready
to go.
Thanks,
Dr. Frank.
Thank you.
God love all of you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.